Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, fam? It's Chappelle, host of Recap Kickback Podcast, here for the latest exit interview of Deal or No Deal Island as a part of the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed. And I'm here with our most recently eliminated contestants, one of the breakout stars of Deal or No Deal Island. It's Kim Matina. What's up, Kim Matina?
What's up, Chappelle? Thank you so much for having me on RHAP today. Love you guys, and I'm excited to be on here.
We're excited to have you. Yes, and you know we have a lot of them, but Kim, yesterday we saw that you were eliminated from the show. Was there any doubt in your mind that Boston Rob would target you when he beat the banker in Deal or No Deal?
Absolutely no doubt in my mind at all. I knew that if he beat the banker, I was gone. He was not going to keep me around. The tides were turning. People were starting to listen and see visually what I was telling them. And he couldn't let that keep going. He couldn't, he's too smart of a player to allow that to continue. And I knew without a doubt I was gone.
Yeah, we see on the show that at no point did you give into the allure of Boston Rob. Looking back, do you think you could have handled your interaction differently, that you would have like let, you know, maybe kept the target off your back a little bit longer had you not given the appearance that you knew exactly what Boston Rob was all about?
I had two choices. I came into it. I didn't want to put a target on myself by knowing about Rob, by knowing Rob's gameplay. And from the time in the mud where I went back out, got the case, got the steal, and rather than just stealing somebody's case, going, okay, who has the $1 million and making a deal out there? That's where I had a huge target on my back. And there was no turning back at that point. Rob recognized that other people did too. And so I had a target on my, I was in the corner from the beginning,
Yeah. And it was very impressive watching you navigate with your back against the wall since episode one. So you've done a great job getting to this point. I think even Rob respected it to a great degree, using that, you know, when he got in a position to eliminate somebody, he did choose you. The show presented us with a split cast, half being Team Boston Rob. Who were your closest allies in the game on the other side of that cast?
Oh, gosh. I mean, when the plan came out in episode three, I already knew about the plan. Okay. I did have allies, even though it looked like on the show itself, it looked like I was all by myself. I wasn't. Definitely Stephanie was an ally. I would say Dawson, 100%. Dawson staged a fight so that it would kind of take the heat off of him being aligned with me. Okay, so yeah. Definitely Dawson. Nick, even though he was out there in the water talking to Rob all the time, Nick was kind of sitting in the middle. And I felt like Nick just needed someone to shake him and say, oh my God, open your eyes, see what he's doing. And that eventually has happened. Amy and I needed to talk more actual game, because I knew Amy wanted Rob out. Okay. Amy knew who he was too. And we didn't really get a chance to connect, because I would see her cheering on Claudia and cheering on Rob. So that made me go, I don't know if I can trust her. I think we've got the same end goal. I just don't know that I can trust her getting there. And so I would say those were probably my greatest allies.
Okay. Last week, we saw a moment between you and Alyssa where you shared your opinion of Boston Rob and Claudia and that side of the Boston Rob cast. This seems like the point of no return for your game, though. As we will see Alyssa running this information back to Boston Rob and Claudia, were you surprised at how that transpired?
I was, because Alyssa was sick that night. Actually, when I'm sitting there talking to her, and the word was effers. Okay, just to clarify.
We had questions.
She went to Rob and elaborated on that and made it mother effers. She was up sick that whole night. I sat up with her the entire night because she was sick, and I didn't want her wandering off into the jungle, you know, getting sick. Mm-hmm. And so I did. I stayed up with her all night. And the fact that she turned that and threw it out to Rob, when I was never a threat to her, I was not coming for her. I actually liked Alyssa a lot at the beginning. And I was so horribly upset that I underperformed, lack of performance with the arrows. And I felt like I let her down. That was the reason I was upset at that point when I was crying with her, because I felt like I let her down. And at the same time, she wasn't sharing that personal offer that she got from the flag up there. Mm-hmm. And there were two other people that got that flag and shared. Joe said, if you want to admit it, admit it. Two of them admitted it. Alyssa did not. And the other two shared the $20,000 with their partners. And Alyssa did not. And I was actually, you know, I felt like she earned it. That's okay. But the fact that, you know, I encouraged her with that, I stayed up with her all night, and then she would turn around and go and elaborate the information to Rob and elaborate the information to Claudia. She had an audience for both of them. And Rob and Claudia were not offended by that. They weren't. But it gave them something to play off of.
It's like, sure did.
You know, grasp your pearls. And I'm sorry that Rob clutched his pearls in that moment when we all know damn good and well Rob has been called worse. Rob has said worse. And Rob, you know, but now he's got that father figure going, and, you know, he's still got that boyish grin and that charming personality, and he sucks in people that aren't going to stand up to him, at least not in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This was one of your quieter episodes in comparison to that episode. But leaving filming, were you aware that your storyline would be such a big part of the first half of the season? Because I'm not joking. You were definitely one of the stars of the season so far.
Absolutely no idea at all. I figured. And I didn't come on it for TV time. I came on to play the game. And I think they saw that in me. I was passionate about the game. I wanted to be able to pivot and really play and hopefully inspire a few people along the way to get out there and do it and take a chance and step outside of your box. And I was totally passionate about that. So I did not expect to have that much airtime, and I was on there a lot. I was.
Yeah, we've barely seen some people at all, and we've seen a lot of you, Kim. How much did you know about the concept of Deal or No Deal Island specifically when you applied for the show?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It cut out.
Oh, okay. I was saying, how much did you know about the concept of Deal or No Deal Island before you applied for the show? Because I know you came to play, but what game did you think you were coming to play?
None of us, we didn't know the concept of the show. We didn't have past seasons to look at and go, ooh, okay, I would do this different. No, this is all new to all of us. And, but we knew basically that it was somewhere between Survivor and the game show Deal or No Deal. I already knew both of those. quite well. I mean, I knew Survivor really well, and I knew Deal or No Deal, but it was different than that. I mean, the whole point behind the game show is to have the highest case and make a great deal and walk away with the banker's money. In this one, you're not walking away with the banker's money. You're building a pot. And, you know, it's just a really, it's almost an opposite concept of the original Deal or No Deal game. So it took a little adjustment to wrap my mind around that. And I prepared as best I could. I mean, I lost 65 pounds coming into the show. And, you know, I did my best, but there's physical limitations. You know, it's not an old lady thing. It's literally physical limitations. And you find that out along the way, you know, things happen.
Yeah. What was the best part of your experience of Deal or No Deal Island? Cause you had a roller coaster ride.
Oh God, it was so ups and downs. My best part, my cast. I love this cast. Stephanie is one of the most inspiring people I've ever met in my life. I mean, the stuff she does in real life. And I spent a lot of time talking. I mean, I can tell you what these people did in high school. I can tell you Claudia was a track star in high school. I mean, and Stephanie is a midwife, and oh my God, the state of Alabama is so lucky to have her fighting for them and for the women there and everything like that. I look at someone like Amy, who she's a Spitfire. She's 4'11" and her husband, Big Fridge, is so calm and so passive, and he balances Amy. The people, Nick, with an upcoming wedding, Dawson, who is incredible. Dawson and I connected day one, like before we were allowed to talk. We connected, just trusted each other. So really this cast is more than I could have ever hoped for. And, wow. And that includes Rob. That includes Rob 100%. He is so damn good. God, nothing but admiration for the guy.
You saw it up close this time.
Huh?
So I said, you saw it up close this time, the Boston Rob effect. You know, it's different when you're watching on TV, huh?
Oh, people talk about Dan Gieseling and his mist. No. Rob, he's out there spraying it like it's Chanel number 5. Oh my God. He knows how to miss people. He knows how to select who to miss, and he does it good. He is amazing at that. And, and he's amazing physically. He just is, out of all the competitive reality shows, I would say I would put Rob easily in probably my top 5, top 3 players across any competitive reality. He's that good.
Kim, we have to wrap up soon, but I have to know, what's next for you? Are you interested in doing any other reality shows? And if so, which ones?
You know what? I would love it if I had an opportunity again. Opportunities don't come along often, so I'm thrilled that I had this one. And I don't know, I may be one and done. Who knows? Maybe there were so many people calling me a villain, even though I didn't really think I had too many villainous plays, maybe a couple mean ones, but not villainous. I've had people say, oh, you'd be great on House of Villains. And I'm like, oh my God, New York would make me cry. So I don't know. If another opportunity comes along and I'm qualified and I look at it and go, okay, you know what? I'll do it. But who knows? Who knows? Till then, I'm just living my life like I did before, you know, like I did 8 months ago.
Okay. So. Well, we shall see. Kim, thank you so much for coming and doing this exit interview with us. It's been a pleasure.
Chappelle, thank you so, so very much for having me. And I'll continue watching you guys. Obviously, we got so many shows going on right now, and you have so much coverage. And you and the whole RHAP crew, even though Rob said that he would quit watching if Rob was gone, Rob's not gone, so we still get to watch Rob's sister, who is one of the best villains ever. So I'm happy about it.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, everyone. That was Kim Mateena, the most recent contestant eliminated from Deal or No Deal Island Season 1. To keep up with more of our coverage of Deal or No Deal Island, please remember to subscribe to the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed for weekly episode recaps. And be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at Recap Kickback for more information on what I have going on. Until next time, peace.